the racetrack, but after that slow pit stop, he watched not only Byron, Reddick, and Larson blow past. Now he's on the charge back, down the back straightaway.
Now we'll watch that. We also watch Reddick right now, who looks as if, visually at least, he's beginning to close in on the leader. Here's William Byron off the corner.
As they come down across the stripe, there's 45 laps down, 35 to go to make up the 80 laps in stage one of the South Point 400.
And South Point, just a great sponsor of racing, a great sponsor of race fans, and a wonderful entitlement sponsor here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We're joined up here in the booth by Ryan Growney, the general manager of the South Point Hotel and Casino. And Ryan, first of all, thank you for the hospitality. That's the most important thing that South Point does so well.
Thank you for accepting it. We love having you guys there. It's a labor of love from the Gaughan family to motorsports to sponsoring this race. It's turned into one of our favorite weeks of the year. It truly has.
The race fans, right? You walk into the place, they're walking into drivers, they're walking into crew chiefs. They're in nirvana when they get to the South Point.
I just rode an elevator, Richard Childress. I mean, and then the guys coming out in their suits and coming back from the track, and they're all together, and they're just great people, and it's honestly so much fun.
Big announcement earlier in the media center. You guys have been the entitlement sponsor here of this fall playoffs race date for 8 years now. That's going to extend another 3 years. Congratulations.
I can't believe it's been eight, but it has. And, yes, it's Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We have a lot of great partners. They are at the top of the leaderboard, and we just wanted to continue. I mean, when you're out here, and like you said, the fans and the Gaughan family and racing, and you see that beautiful South Point 400 out there in that grass, we just had to sign up for another 3 years, and we're very excited to announce that today.
Walking out of the hotel earlier today, I saw a bunch of buses, and I know a lot of those were headed right here for the South Point 400. I want to use that, Ryan, to illustrate the fact that not only are we going to be back here next fall for the playoffs in the South Point 400, we're going to come back in the spring for the Pennzoil 400. And one great thing that the South Point Hotel and Casino and Spa does is actually great race packages for race fans. And those are on sale now.
They are on sale now, and we sold out this year. The track was nice enough to give us a few extra tickets to get those people that were late buyers. But buy them soon, but they do a great job. I think we had 12 buses come out here today, and so you get to come out with race fans, be a part of it. We'll take you right back to the South Point. Pennzoil doesn't have a hotel, so there's no competition. They won't care, and we look forward to having them all again in March.
I just want to say thanks for all the years that I've been able to stay at the South Point, come out, enjoy Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It has been one of the highlights. It's always a high point of our season. Just want to thank you guys.
Well, I know you're quitting this, but you're always going to have a home there at the South Point, my friend.
I'm going to come and play tourist sometime.
Perfect.
I want to come and make this my hub for about a week or two and travel to all the cool things around Las Vegas and go to some shows.
Ryan, thank you so much again for the hospitality. The rooms are amazing there. The restaurants are incredible. I've already done the Oyster Bar twice, the sushi restaurant, Zen Shin, have done the Silverado. We'll probably be back there again tonight. And Jerry Horn, our general manager, and I, we have to get our traditional South Point ice cream before we leave here tonight.
You've got it figured out, sir. You're our new hype man. I love it.
And we have it figured out. Ryan, thank you again.
Thank you all for what you do for the sport of racing. Thank you.
Ryan Growney, the general manager of South Point Hotel and Casino. Check him out. We actually raised a lot of money on Friday night for Speedway Children's Charities with the Brendan Gaughan Celebrity Blackjack Tournament as well. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to the South Point 400 here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We are winding down eBay stage number one, Mark.
Now Kyle Busch has gone down a lap to William Byron. Raleigh Herbst down a lap. We mentioned Ross Chastain has lost a lap. So has Cole Custer.
So William Byron leads Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, Chase Briscoe, Denny Hamlin, your top five as lap 52 is now complete in eBay stage number one.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Things are tightening up in the top five as we have 26 laps to go in stage number one from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We have 23 laps to go in stage one of the South Point 400. William Byron leading Tyler Reddick by 1.6 seconds. Kyle Larson currently holding on to the third spot. Meanwhile, Chase Elliott, the man on the move. He's picked up two spots the last two laps. He took on and took the spot away from Denny Hamlin and then drove around early race leader Chase Briscoe.
All of this happening now with 22 laps to go as we watch the white Napa number 9 navigate his way back into one.
Next car on the hit list will be his teammate, Kyle Larson, who waits ahead about 10 to 12 car lengths. Briscoe and Hamlin trying to fight back, but pretty impressive stuff for Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott midway down the backstretch now. He's got about, 12, 13 car lengths maybe. Larson's car out in front of him down at the very bottom of the racetrack. That's where you also find Chase Elliott.
We started this race with three Joe Gibbs Toyotas in the top three. We've now flip-flopped that with Hendrick that started 4, 5, and 6. William Byron leads. Tyler Reddick with 23-11 in the middle of that. Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott round out the top four, Nick.
And, of course, William Byron leading this race and looking strong right now. But we focus in on Larson and Elliott. They're separated by about 8 car lengths as Larson tries to get around lap traffic.
Yeah, Briscoe about 5 car lengths off of Elliott now as they go down into the corner. Briscoe lights up near the wall with his car right now. Hamlin about 2 car lengths back behind Briscoe. Then it's a long way back to Chris Bell.
Elliott is making up ground on teammate Kyle Larson across the stripe with 20 laps to go in this stage. They go back to one.
Every lap he carves off about a car length or two, and Chase is not on the bottom of the racetrack. He's moved up to the middle lane and he's making it work, Pat, as he tries to track down Kyle Larson.
Larson's going to have to negotiate a little lap traffic here, and if everybody, one goes upstairs, one goes downstairs, that's going to give Elliott a chance to get a little bit closer. He'll do just that off the corner.
That lap traffic, a couple of Las Vegas natives, Riley Herbst, the next one in front of Kyle Larson, then it's Kyle Busch. But right now, Chase Elliott, he's drawn to the rear deck lid of Kyle Larson.
Right on the back bumper, entering turn number one. Kyle Larson's been running the inside line the last handful of laps. Elliott moves to the middle, trying to use that momentum. He's got a run, Pat, down the back stretch.
And they got the lap cars we just talked about, the Las Vegas natives, right in front of these two. Here goes Elliott to the bottom of the racetrack. He likes the bottom. Larson's going upstairs. Let's see who gets the momentum off the corner.
They're going to try to split Riley Herbst. He goes up the racetrack. That leaves Elliott with no place to go. Larson also looking for some racing room, and they're door-to-door in one.
This is the battle for third position here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Chase Elliott cracks the throttle at the entrance of turn number one, gets the momentum built up. They are still side-by-side at a two.
And that's the battle Chase Briscoe wanted to see as well, because now he's making a little progress, trying to catch up to these two. Here's Elliott, bottom of the racetrack. It's a Larson right in the middle. Larson's got the advantage off the corner.
Coming off of turn number four, Riley Herbst is the one not tucking in behind Kyle Busch. Again, they're still racing for position. Kyle Larson now ducks to the inside of Riley Herbst. He'll try and complete that pass.
That dirty air making it very tough for those two Hendrick cars to battle, but now the bottom line has opened up. Larson and Elliott both going to take it as they clear one of those lap cars.
All right, so now Larson, midway down the backstretch, has got Kyle Busch right in front of him. Kyle Busch is going to go up next to the wall. Larson stays and paints that bottom line there. He's got about a five-car advantage off of Elliott now.
That's allowed Chase Briscoe to close back in. So will Denny Hamlin. When Hamlin looks in his rearview mirror, looking and looming closer, his teammate Christopher Bell.
Three Joe Gibbs Toyotas running there in order. Chase Briscoe thought he might entertain him making a pass around Chase Elliott for that fourth spot. He'll get in line down the back straightaway.
So Larson makes the move around. Kyle Busch. He gets that position. Down at the bottom is Elliott. He's six car lengths back, and it's another five car lengths back to Briscoe now off four.
This is a battle for third. It's become a four-car battle now with lap traffic slowing down both Larson and Chase Elliott. Let's get an update from pit road and Brett McMillan.
Yeah, Chase Elliott has said his car is better now, that he can lean more on his right front, and he's doing that in this battle.
All right, so Chase Elliott, the man on the move. Now Elliott has cleared Kyle Busch. Pat, let's see if he can make another run on Larson.
Yeah, he's got about 10 car lengths. Larson goes up towards the top of the racetrack, not all the way up. He gets a little bit better push off the hill that way, but Elliott is right there.
As they work their way down out of the corner across the stripe, 14 to go in stage one. There is Chase Elliott again pressuring Kyle Larson.
Still no threat out front with William Byron and Tyler Reddick running 1-2. All eyes are on this battle for third. Chase Elliott got to within a car length, and Kyle Larson still can't pull off the pass.
A little further back now, you got Kyle Busch in the middle of the JGR teammates. Now Denny Hamlin is going to try to pick up a position from his teammate and opposing, the front row starter, Chase Briscoe. They're door-to-door now.
Denny Hamlin on the bottom side of that battle, not able to clear Chase Briscoe this time by. 13 laps to go as William Byron leads in eBay stage number one.
Here's Paul Doschel of Toyota.
We have a kind of robust program around NASCAR, and we feel that if we're going to be there and compete against Chevrolet and Ford, that we want to be able to tell that story. And so we feel that a 360-degree approach is the best for that. Radio fills a much-needed void in our marketing program. Being able to have our commercial spots and the relationship that we have with PRN, where they talk about our vehicles as Camrys and Supras.
The Toyota GR Supra makes that hard left turn onto pit road.
As pace cars, you know, the Toyota Camry pace car or the GR Supra pace car adds a nice touch to broadcast rather than when it's just the pace cars coming out of turn four. So for us, it's really the coming together of the 360-degree approach to really make our program all-inclusive.
NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Christopher Bell drove around Denny Hamlin, move him up to the sixth spot now as we have 11 laps to go here in stage number one from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansan Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Trouble in turn four for a playoff contender, Pat Patterson.
Ryan Blaney hit the wall coming out of turn number four, actually got into it right in the middle of the corner. Don't know if it was a tire that let go, but he is on pit road now. Caution is out. Big trouble for Ryan Blaney.
Pat, when he came off the banking right there, it looked like the left front tread had separated from the sidewall on that tire. This is a new tire that Goodyear has brought here to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Same one they used at Kansas Speedway a few weeks ago. And again, if you're a crew chief, you get too aggressive on camber, sometimes you can fail the tire. Not sure exactly if that's the problem with Ryan Blaney. Brett McMillan's in pit road covering that one, Mark, but tough for him. As you can see on the replay, it looks like the tread just separated from that left front tire.
And a very big impact to the passenger side of the Ryan Blaney machine. He is climbing out. Blaney is done. Just 72 laps into the South Point 400, a major turn of events. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
Yeah, they were working on the right side of the car, Mark, as you said, and they just kind of looked at it and they pretty much called it. It's a very, very disappointing day for Ryan Blaney, as you can imagine. For him to be out this early in a playoff race, very disappointing.
Really tough. And now this is going to set up interesting.
Playoff race, very disappointing.
Really tough. And now this is going to set up interesting strategy. We have eight laps to go in stage one. We came into this without a runaway in points at the top in the round of eight. Do you stay out? Do you get stage points? Do you come in, get some fresh Goodyear tires now, and flip that stage for some other teams, depending on how many people hit? Mark, we have now 23 drivers on the lead lap. For guys like Josh Berry, who won here in the spring, for Ross Chastain, who's been struggling today, for Ricky Stenhouse Jr., well, he'll actually get the free pass, Kyle Busch. If we see the leader's pit, they can stay out, take the wave around. They'll be able to hang on till the end of the stage and stay back on the lead lap.
Absolutely. And again, when you look at this, as you talked about, coming in, the point's so tight that these crew chiefs are going to be hard-pressed to give that up. They really are. William Byron, Reddick, Larson, Elliott, Briscoe, they've done such a great job in stage one to get in position to get stage points. It'll be tough to give those up if that's what they decide. Let's go down to Heather DeBow.
Wendy Venturini.
Well, Ross Chastain, one of the cars that's a lap down, kind of odd for Ross Chastain. He's just been too loose and not turning through the corner. Now, he came down pit road. They did make a wedge adjustment, but it still was too loose for him, and he felt like he was pretty edgy, and the entry was not really good for Ross Chastain. Another guy that's having issues, Josh Berry, former winner here, of course, had a slight vibration early on in this race, and he's also too loose. So some issues they're trying to battle for Josh Berry as well.
Thank you very much, Wendy. Appreciate that.
Man, what a difference, race one in round three has made for Ryan Blaney, given what happened in race one of round two.
Pit road is open, Brett McMillan.
All right, Chase Elliott coming in as he has come to the attention of his crew. He said that the car was handling a lot better. They're going to the right side of the car, no adjustments there. William Byron also went. He's going to get a four-tire change. Heather DeBow.
And Kyle Larson said he was tight, that run, tighter than the first, so they're going to take another stab at it with a bigger adjustment here for Larson. Also, the 23 of Bubba Wallace saying that he's having issues with that right front. Again, still with the handling on his car. Four tires at Sunoco Field. Wendy Venturini.
Chase Briscoe, who lost four spots on pit road, already down and away, this time down pit road, said his car is unbelievably fast, but he just drove the front tires off of it because the five of Kyle Larson was mere driving. Also, Denny Hamlin's on pit road, four tires and a right rear wedge adjustment for him. He was just a little too edgy for Denny Hamlin, and lots of updates here to come from pit road.
So it's Byron, Larson, Briscoe, Chase Elliott, the first four off the pit lane.
And really, we don't have to worry about talking about people flipping the stage, Mark, as it looked like we had all the leaders come in and come down pit road. So now if you are trying to fight for a stage victory, stage points, you're going to be able to fight for that, as it looks like we are going to have a restart before the end of eBay Stage 1.
Josh Berry and Austin Cindric, they stayed out. They will lead the field to the green flag, it looks like, to end this stage.
Wendy Venturini.
Tyler Reddick was another one that we just wanted to give some updates on. For Tyler Reddick, he came down pit road, but he really wanted to get his car a little bit more loose because it had been building tight for Tyler Reddick. Lots of changes on pit road. It seems like people are facing and fighting this racetrack as it continues to change. another guy, Chase Briscoe, didn't really want to make too many adjustments to his car because he felt like that the adjustments were good. He had just worn the tires off with the five of Kyle Larson racing him hard. Four tires also for Tyler Reddick on pit road.
All right, thank you very much, Wendy Venturini. Now, Josh Berry and Austin Cindric, they're going to be part of the wave-around group. They were actually a lap down here. So William Byron does cycle back to the lead. So all our leaders at the time of caution come back as our leaders, but this is going to be a huge benefit. Josh Berry, Austin Cindric, Kyle Busch, Riley Herbst, Cole Custer, Ross Chastain, Justin Haley, Todd Gilliland, Michael McDowell, Ty Dillon, Cody Ware, all are going to get to take the wave around. We're going to get one to go the next time by Mark, so they're going to be able to get themselves and stay back on the lead lap.
And, of course, as you talked about, it won't be that long before we get to the end of that stage, so the wave around process has begun. Josh Berry, Austin Cindric leading that group. William Byron back at the front, and it looks like he'll be chased to the green flag here at the end of this stage by Kyle Larson. Chase Briscoe's third. Chase Elliott is fourth. Fifth is Tyler Reddick. Denny Hamlin, sixth. Seventh, Christopher Bell. Bubba Wallace, eighth. Ninth, Ty Gibbs. Joey Logano, currently 10th.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. runs 11th. 12th is Alex Bowman. 13th, Ryan Preece. Chris Buescher, 14th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 15th. 16th, A.J. Allmendinger. 17th, Daniel Suarez. Carson Hocevar, 18th. 19th, Eric Jones. 20th, Noah Gregson.
21st, Austin Dillon. John Hunter Nemechek, 22nd. 23rd, Brad Keselowski. Zane Smith, 24th. 25th, Josh Berry. Austin Cindric, 26th. Kyle Busch, 27th. 28th, Riley Herbst, Cole Custer, 29th, 30th, Ross Chastain.
Justin Haley, 31st, 32nd, Todd Gilliland, Michael McDowell, 33rd, Ty Dillon, 34th, Cody Ware, 35th, the last car on the lead lap. One lap down, J.J. Yaley in 36th, two laps down, Catherine Legg in 37th, Ryan Blaney's car currently behind the wall, and he is currently running in 38th.
That leaderboard update brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. NASCAR starter Greg Harris has given them the one-to-go signal.
We're going to restart with three laps to go in stage number one here in the South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. William Byron is going to line up to the inside to his outside teammate Kyle Larson. You got Chase Briscoe on the inside of row two, Chase Elliott on the outside. They're all stacked up behind that Toyota GR Supra pace car. And Pat Patterson, I hope you got something to hang on to. This is going to be a wild ride to the end of this stage.
Yeah, well, here's something for all the Blaney fans to hold on to. He did exactly the same thing last year, crashed at this race, then went on and made the playoffs. Everybody knows the history there. So Blaney with a tough afternoon. Yeah, we're ready to go again. It's the Hendrick teammates up here on the front row right behind them. You got Chase Elliott right alongside Chase Briscoe. Then Tyler Reddick is there with Denny Hamlin as the pace car slowly brings this field in front of this nice crowd out here this afternoon of Las Vegas NASCAR faithful. Here goes the pace car to pit road. Let's see who's going to win this stage.
That Toyota GR Supra pace car on the pit lane. And now into the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Every car, happy owner, Echo Park Automotive. Green flag is back out with a push from Chase Briscoe. William Byron will lead the pack to turn number one.
Certainly looked like the inside line had the momentum. Byron with a jump, clear by a car length over both Briscoe and Kyle Larson. Those two will duel side by side as they exit turn number two.
Now the battle is for second place. We got William Byron out front, Briscoe to the inside, Larson out next to the wall. Oh, Briscoe almost gets kicked by his teammate there, Denny Hamlin, who had to get out of the throttle. Here comes Briscoe battling for that second spot.
Two to go in stage number one. William Byron leads it. It is side by side the next two rows. Battle for second. Kyle Larson to the outside of Briscoe. Denny Hamlin to the inside of Chase Elliott behind.
That is exactly what William Byron wants to see out of the back of that Hendrick Chevrolet. Two by two behind him. Still Briscoe and Larson for second as they duel down the back stretch.
Yeah, it's a good battle for the second spot. Briscoe not giving an inch, neither is Larson. Meanwhile, up front, Willie B's got no problems whatsoever. No chance from behind there as he's off the corner.
Bubba Wallace up on top of the racetrack. He gets door-to-door with Chase Elliott. He moves around Elliott, now goes after Denny Hamlin with one to go in stage one.
That was a phenomenal move by Bubba Wallace, rim riding around three and four. Still can't clear Chase Elliott and Christopher Bell as they race down the back straightaway.
Three wide down the back straightaway here momentarily. Christopher Bell in the middle of it with Chase Elliott and Bubba Wallace. Then there's Tyler Reddick. Here comes Briscoe to the bottom for that second spot. He's trying to get it off the corner here in four.
Green and white checkered flag is in the air. We've got William Byron who will win stage number one. Side-by-side battle. Kyle Larson is able to edge Chase Briscoe at the line. Denny Hamlin will end up finishing stage one in fourth. Fifth will be Chase Elliott. Bubba Wallace in sixth. Seventh is going to be Christopher Bell. Tyler Reddick, eighth. Ty Gibbs in ninth. Tenth will be Joey Logano. And that was eBay stage number one. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. If you download it today, you get station listening and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today. Available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
William Byron has won stage number one. Ryan Blaney currently runs in 38th with his team behind the wall. Blaney's out of the infield care center and with our own Heather DeBow.
Yeah, here with Ryan Blaney now. Ryan, did you have any indication or how much did you know that that tire was going to do what it did?
No, I didn't have anything. Any thoughts that it was going to blow? Just as soon as I lifted into three, blew up.
You've bounced back before and made it into the final four after having a crash in this round. Can you do that again?
I hope so. It's unfortunate we got to be in these spots. Yeah, got to bounce back.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Heather DeBow. Really tough for Ryan Blaney. Pit Road is still closed. We're not sure if we're going to have any takers, but we owe our local stations a break. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Pit Road is open now, and all of the teams that pitted at that first caution will stay out. Now we see some of the teams that took the wave around come down Pit Road. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
And we have Zane Smith coming in. He said the car is just a little bit loose. He's going to get a four-tire change. They're finishing on the right side, now coming around to the left side. Also in Austin Cendrick, a two-tire change now for Zane Smith. Wendy Venturini.
Well, Ross Chastain went a lap down. He called his car evil. Some of the adjustments were better, but he said he still can't drive it, and he's not turning through the corner with maximum speed. That's never good for a driver. Noah Gragson's on pit road for tires as well. So they are going to take their time on Ross Chastain. They're on the right side. They're also making a large wedges adjustment and going under the right front tire to make a chassis adjustment as well for Ross Chastain. So you'll see him on pit road for a while, but he had that wave around, and he will be back on the lead lap.
Just watching a replay, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott getting together. Close call for Chase. That car had a little bit of a wiggle as they made contact here along the front stretch at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We'll take a break. Come back for the green flag. Stage 2 in the South Point 400 is coming up.
Here's John Felton of Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen.
We've been partnered with NASCAR for about 6 years now. We've continued to expand the various ways that we can engage the NASCAR community. Radio has been very helpful for us in terms of accessing the fan base directly through relationships that we've built with the on-air personalities. That's a brand that has a personality that is a good fit for our brand.
Thank you, John. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer. Your adventure starts here. When we come back, we'll get into stage number 2 of the South Point 400 from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We're back at Las Vegas. William Byron wins stage number one for the South Point 400, his eighth stage win of the year. That's one fewer than Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney. But his first stage win, this is race 33. This is his first stage win since the 15th race, stage 2 at Michigan for William Byron. Now, Ryan Blaney is going to get last place today. It's the ninth time in his career he has finished absolutely in the very last position.
Ah, that is really, really tough. We're about to get into stage number 2 presented by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Cheddar's is the official restaurant of RCR and the number 8 car. Cheddar's serves home-style comfort food like homemade chicken pot pie, slow-smoked baby back ribs, and hand-breaded chicken tenders at prices that won't break the bank.
It looked like we were getting set for green, but we have a safety vehicle in turn 4. Will that move out of the way in time? They're checking for debris. That truck is now off the racetrack. They're in front of Pat Patterson.
Yeah, lights are off on the pace car right now. William Byron up front with his teammate Kyle Larson and Chase Briscoe with his teammate Denny Hamlin. Bubba Wallace up here right alongside Chase Elliott. Fans are getting on their feet. Get a little stretch and watch them take off once again here at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Toyota GR Super makes the hard left turn onto pit road, and they will head toward the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. On the inside, it's William Byron. He gets a jump on his teammate Kyle Larson. Inside lane moves quick. So does the outside lane. Kyle Larson getting a huge shove, and William Byron gets shoved down to the apron by Chase Briscoe, and he'll hold the lead.
Got really gnarly there into turn number 1. In fact, they're trying to go 2 or 3 wide. Christopher Bell all the way up against the outside wall. It is William Byron. Kyle Larson's side-by-side for the race lead.
Door-to-door, side-by-side. That's the way the top four race. Now here goes Briscoe. He's going to try to take advantage of Byron. Diving underneath him, Byron's car slides up the racetrack. Briscoe will go after Larson now.
Larson, the new leader. Briscoe in the second spot. Byron now side-by-side with Hamlin. Hamlin up top, Byron on the bottom.
Chase Briscoe wants that track position. When he got out front early in stage one, he checked out. He's got to find about three car lengths to get around Kyle Larson. They're still side-by-side for third. Byron on the inside, Hamlin to the outside.
Clean air is the jackpot at Las Vegas, and right now Kyle Larson has got his hand on the lever. He's up front by about a car length and a half. Then there's Briscoe. Good battle for third, though.
Stealth Black, the color on Kyle Larson's HendrickCars.com, Zach Brown Band Chevrolet. He is now leading, but the battle is for third. William Byron to the inside of Hamlin.
Well, those two are not giving each other an inch, with Byron on the inside. Denny Hamlin trying to wrap the middle of the racetrack. Best view of it is Bubba Wallace. He sits there all by himself in fifth.
Real impressed with Bubba Wallace this afternoon. Midway down the backstretch, holds the fifth spot. He looks upstairs as William Byron goes downstairs to take that third spot away from Hamlin. Move Hamlin back to fourth.
Battling for ninth, it's Joey Logano inside of Christopher Bell as they come across the stripe on the outside. Bell has a half a car length advantage, but Logano draws even in turn one.
The closer they got to turn number one, the faster Joey Logano pulled up to the inside of Christopher Bell. Bell's going to run the outside. He's got the momentum. They're door-to-door midway point of the backstretch.
Yeah, out next to the wall is the preferred spot here as you get to arc into the corner down here in three and four. But Logano gets a nose out in front of Bell. No change up front.
That is a fight for ninth. Joey Logano tries to clear Christopher Bell up in front of them. Ty Gibbs might be on the move, but up in the top three, here's Byron now on the back bumper of Briscoe.
Byron pulled right up on Chase Briscoe. Briscoe was having none of it. He threw it into the top side of turn number one. Byron, though, gets the better run at a turn number two. He looks to the inside to pass Briscoe.
And they stay side by side. Briscoe looks right out the window net and sees right into his car. Talking about William Byron, will he be trying to slide up in front of Briscoe, but not letting him go is Chase Briscoe.
Briscoe will not let Byron move up the racetrack. They're door-to-door as they cross the stripe. Now on the outside, Briscoe with a slight advantage as they enter turn number one.
William Byron's car looked spectacular yesterday in practice. He has showed it early on here at Las Vegas, but he cannot get around Chase Briscoe. Now he'll slide right up in front of Briscoe. Briscoe tries the crossover move. He'll go to the bottom.
Oh, that was tight, that move that you just heard about right there. Here comes Briscoe. He's trying to take and give advantage of Byron. Byron, though, has got the advantage off the top.
William Byron now takes over the second spot, and he looks right at his windshield, sees teammate Kyle Larson. Byron swings to the outside of Larson. Larson drives up for the block.
I mean, Byron didn't even wait a lap after passing Briscoe to go on the attack. Pulled right up on the back bumper of Kyle Larson. Follows him on the top side. Here comes Chase Briscoe, though, Pat. He'll fight back on the inside looking for second.
Now, and here comes Denny Hamlin, too. It's almost like he said, wait for me, guys. I want to get in the middle of this as well in three and four. Larson holds the lead. It's still a battle for second.
Chase Elliott blasts by Bubba Wallace. Move him up to fifth. Tyler Reddick will now pressure his teammate Wallace. Up front, Hamlin now to the inside of Chase Briscoe.
What a great run for Denny Hamlin down the front straightaway. Pulled to the inside of Chase Briscoe, trying to take that third spot away, but Hamlin's car didn't like running the bottom. Had to check up. Briscoe's on the attack now on Byron.
I don't know if this is all Larson's got or he's just enjoying watching the show in his rearview mirror. Here he goes to the bottom of the racetrack. 2 to 3 car lengths out in front of the second place. William Byron, then there's Briscoe and Hamlin.
Kyle Larson leads this race, but he is not able to drive away. Only three car lengths ahead of William Byron. Chase Briscoe, Denny Hamlin on the attack from behind.
Even separation through about the first seven cars. It's Larson, Byron, Briscoe, Hamlin, and Elliott, the top five. They'll stay that way as they race off of turn number two.
Toyota going after a couple of bow ties here down the back stretch. The Nellis straightaway, we should say. The battle is still locked together tight for the second spot. Briscoe midway through three and four. To his outside is William Byron.
Shane Van Gisbergen just blew by Christopher Bell. Move him up to 10th. So after he recorded his first top 10 on an oval at Kansas, he wins on the Roval. SVG on the move today at Las Vegas.
Coming off of 5 road course wins in a row. Now Shane Van Gisbergen has that special New Zealand jockey paint scheme, and he is definitely on the move. Pat Patterson, some other cars on the move, all racing hard in the top 5. Chase Elliott now joins this fight.
Yeah, the pride of Georgia now has got it rolling here, and he's called up to the 5th spot. Behind him, he's got to go. Tyler Reddick is there. Then you've got Bubba Wallace trying to hold off Ty Gibbs.
Ty Gibbs and Wallace trying to make that a 7-car fight for the top spot. Up front, Elliott trying to pressure
Hamlin in one.
He certainly was, Mark. Was looking very aggressive in turn number one. Just couldn't find a good lane to get around Denny Hamlin. But that Napa Camaro continues to stalk down the backstretch.
Larson into three now. Stays in the middle of the racetrack. Now let the car go down to the very bottom at the white line. Call it about six car lengths back to second place.
If you're Denny Hamlin, you have to look out the windshield. You have to look at the rear view camera. Out the windshield, he's trying to catch Chase Briscoe. Behind him, it's another chase. Chase Elliott as they race back to one.
Elliott about two car lengths behind Denny Hamlin. Hamlin about three or four behind Chase Briscoe. They'll wrap around turn number two. Might want to throw Tyler Reddick into the mix as well, Pat, as he's charging in six.
Yeah, I'm watching Ty Gibbs, who's right behind Tyler Reddick, or I should say Bubba Wallace is there, and then Ty Gibbs has caught up. The top 10 or 12 cars now, for the most part, single file off the corner.
As they come down across the stripe, they are going to complete the 18th lap here in stage number two. 67 to go. Leaders back in one.
It is Kyle Larson right in the middle of the racetrack. Brad touched on that all-black race car. That gold number on the side of that machine. I think you could see that from downtown Vegas about 15 miles away. Looking good. Kyle Larson into three.
Yeah, that car that you're just talking about disappears in the billboard shadows down on your end of the racetrack, Nick. Here he is midway through three and four. Call it 10 car lengths back to the second place running
For the first time, Kyle Larson's been able to drive away. He enjoys a half-second advantage over William Byron, Chase Briscoe, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott round out the top five here in stage two.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey, man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-296-1140. 800-296-1140. 800-296-1140. That's 800-296-1140. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
After going a lap down in stage number one, Ross Chastain is the man on the move, already up 10 spots. He is now in the top 20. Today's broadcast sponsored in part by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 64 laps to go in Cheddar's stage number two here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Stage two of the South Point 400, Kyle Larson has creeped away from William Byron by 1.2 seconds. Byron, though, is getting plenty of pressure right now from Chase Briscoe.
Briscoe pulls right to the back bumper, about a car length behind Byron runs the bottom of the racetrack. Briscoe goes up top, trying to build that momentum. And that Day-Glo Orange Fast Pro Shop Toyota pulls within a car length of William Byron.
That's where they'll race under the big flag in the Nellis straightaway. Briscoe, two car lengths back now. He likes the middle of the racetrack down here in 3 and 4. Behind him, quite a ways back, is the guy that's running in the fourth spot, Denny Hamlin.
All of these cars will still have to pit in stage number two. Chase Briscoe, two car lengths behind William Byron. A little bit behind them, Tyler Reddick runs in fifth. Chase Elliott's trying to catch him.
Yep, Tyler Reddick is on the move. He runs the inside of the racetrack. Chase Elliott trying to track him down in that white Napa machine about 5 or 6 car lengths behind. Chase keeps it up against the outside wall down the back straightaway.
Right behind them is a good battle. Here comes Ty Gibbs working on Bubba Wallace. They're door-to-door sideways into the turn number 3. Now Wallace goes way up the racetrack, almost next to the wall. He'll give that spot to Ty Gibbs now.
Ty Gibbs slides up the racetrack in front of Wallace. Put him 7th. Wallace is 8th. Trying to close in right now, Joey Logano 9th, 10th, SVG.
Good battle back into turn number 1. Ty Gibbs holds that spot over Bubba Wallace and secures the inside line to try to seal off the momentum for Bubba Wallace. Wallace gets back in line down the back straightaway.
Joey Logano gets a good view of that, I should say, as he's trying to close in on the two we're just talking about, Wallace and Gibbs. Logano takes his Ford down to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to make up some ground.
If you're just joining us, Ryan Blaney's made an early exit from this race. He crashed before the end of stage number 1 with a tire that went down. The rest of the playoffs drivers, Nick, all in the top 11.
All looking very, very good. Evenly separated by about 5 or 6 car lengths with some of the front runners. Kyle Larson, the race leader. Pat, he's already back in 3.
Yeah, Larson midway through 3 and 4 right now. Long way back where Willie B just entered the corner. There's Briscoe and Hamlin. Reddick has gone up to the high side. We like to call it the Larson lane, trying to make up some ground.
Bubba Wallace is 8th now. As Joey Logano closes in, Logano peeks to the inside at the exit of turn 4, can't get it done, follows Wallace's tire tracks back to 1.
Yeah, Joey hasn't necessarily shown the pace early on of some of those Toyotas and Chevrolets up front, but he is lingering here inside the top 10. Next car he's tracking down is Bubba Wallace, about 2 car lengths back behind in the 3.
Every time I come to Las Vegas, Joey Logano finds a way to be in the mix at the end of it, and we're not at the end of it yet. Here's Logano going around Bubba, or going to Bubba Wallace off of 4.
Battle for the A spot is what we're talking about here. Joey Logano struggled in practice, qualified in the top 10. He's trying to work his way back up into 1.
Tracking down Bubba Wallace into that first corner. Going to stay right in the tire tracks. They'll both run the middle of the racetrack. Logano's car, he lost the arrow through turns 1 and 2. Drifted up the racetrack, but he'll keep pace with Bubba down the back straightaway.
2 car lengths, make it 3 now that Logano's behind Bubba Wallace. Meanwhile, up front, Denny Hamlin beginning to close in on Briscoe. And Tyler Reddick with a heck of a run off 4.
With Logano running 9th, let's get an update on his car from Wendy Venturini.
Yeah, Joey Logano has just worked his way into the top 10. He said it's okay when he fires off really close, and the final words that Joey Logano said on the radio, which kind of made me chuckle, it's good enough to hang. Joey Logano hanging in that top 10.
Tyler Reddick took away the 4 spot from his boss, Denny Hamlin, but Joey Logano continues to be on the move, Pat.
He got the position from Bubba Wallace. Now he's going to work his way up to Ty Gibbs in that red and white number 54.
Logano drifts up the racetrack in front of Wallace. Now Wallace goes to the inside of Logano. He'll try to take the spot back as they climb the banking in 1.
Yeah, good fight back for Bubba Wallace. Gets to the inside of Joey Logano. They leave plenty of room between the two of them, but they'll stay side by side, glued together at the exit of turn 2.
Meanwhile, up here in turn 3, Tyler Reddick's got him a hot rod this afternoon. He's rim riding up at the top of the racetrack, trying to take away that spot from Chase Briscoe.
That is the 3rd spot. Tyler Reddick definitely moving forward. Denny Hamlin was trying the same thing on the top side of the racetrack. He's got a long way to go, though, before he can catch Briscoe.
Yeah, I know Tyler Reddick hasn't won a race this year, but that car looks really, really good, and he's passing some fast race cars. First getting around Elliott, then Hamlin, and then, as you pointed out, Pat, a really nice pass to Chase Briscoe.
You can bet the spotter to William Byron right now has got the button down and saying, hey, man, the 45 is coming, and he is back up at the top of the racetrack again. Here comes Reddick trying to run down William Byron.
So it looks like Logano will get that spot, so move him up into the 8th position. Kyle Larson across the stripe, 51 to go here in stage number two. He leads William Byron by 1.8 seconds, Tyler Reddick by 3.7. Then it's Chase Briscoe fourth, fifth Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott sixth, seventh Ty Gibbs, eighth Joey Logano, then Bubba Wallace ninth, Shane Van Gisbergen in 10th.
Christopher Bell, the last among the playoffs contenders, still running on the track. He is 11th right now. 12th is Carson Hocevar, 13th Chris Buescher, Noah Gregson 14th, 15th Ryan Preece, Brad Keselowski 16th, Austin Dillon 17th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 18th, Daniel Suarez 19th, Kyle Busch in 20th.
John Hunter Nemechek 21st. And now, before we finish the rundown, we have some top cars hitting the pit lane. Christopher Bell is coming on to pit lane. So was Chris Buescher. These cars on the lead lap. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Lap 115, we see one of our first takers on pit road. Christopher Bell comes to a stop. All that debris comes out of the front nose. Tire changers work their way around to the left-hand side. He said it feels tighter for sure. Christopher Bell gets the thumbs up from the team. He is down and away.
All right, thank you very much. Now, we saw earlier in the race, Mark, that if you came in early, it was going to benefit you on the racetrack. Christopher Bell opened it up. We see Shane Van Gisbergen, Ty Gibbs, Ryan Preece, Austin Dillon, Alex Bowman, also Austin Cindric on pit road. Things are getting busy. This all happening with 49 to go in stage two, Wendy Venturini.
Shane Van Gisbergen comes to a stop. It's going to be four tires for him. He said he was a little bit tight in that second, especially in turns one and two. Slight air pressure adjustment for Shane Van Gisbergen. Brett McMillan.
Austin Cindric finished his service. Four tires. He came in a little bit cockeyed, but no problem for Zane Smith trying to get out. He also got himself a four-tire change.
All right, thank you very much. So far, Christopher Bell among the playoffs drivers, the only one to come in. Mark, short pitting could be the exact strategy that Adam Stevens needs. Everyone has to pit in this stage.
Here now is Reddick along with Hamlin, Chase Elliott. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Ross Chastain is down pit road right now. He was tight everywhere trying to get back on the throttle. Started to come to him. He's worked his way from one lap down. Brett McMillan.
Chase Elliott's in. He said the car was just a little bit loose. He gets the four-tire change. Oh, he almost hits A.J. Allmendinger on the way out. But they avoid contact. Allmendinger comes in to a stop in his pit stall. Wendy Venturini.
That's Tyler Reddick you hear squealing away for four tires and fuel for Tyler Reddick. He was a little bit tight, but he feels a lot better on this last run on the way his car handled. Brett McMillan.
William Byron's come in. He avoids A.J. Allmendinger on his way in. He's getting a four-tire change around to the left side of that car. He also a little bit loose. He gets an air pressure adjustment. He comes to us and he has an 10-second stop. Wendy Venturini.
Chase Briscoe, Joey Logano, both on pit road. For Chase Briscoe, he thought he had damage on that right side from early on, but he felt like his car is solid. Joey Logano on pit road needs overall grip for him. Four tires at Sunoco Fuel. Heather DeBow.
Daniel's counting down Kyle Larson into his stall. He said he was losing the right front during that run, so they're going to do four tires, one can of Sunoco Fuel, and a small chassis adjustment for Kyle Larson.
Chase Elliott. Uncontrolled tire. He is going to have to, under green, make a pass through pit road. That is going to cost him big time here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Mark.
Chase Elliott now on the binders, coming onto pit road, slowing down to 45 miles per hour for this pass through. It will definitely cost him a lap here at Las Vegas.
All right, so Bubba Wallace right now has assumed the lead. We still have some drivers who have not yet come down pit road waiting on Bubba Wallace. Carson Hocevar, they last pitted on lap 74. Also, Noah Gregson last pitted on 83, as did Todd Gilliland and Cole Custer. So we're waiting on things to cycle, Wendy Venturini.
Moments ago on pit road, Denny Hamlin came down. Now, he thought he had a soft tire when he got into contact of the 9 with Chase Elliott, but that tire held up, so he was good to go there. Four fresh tires this time around. He said if he slows down the entry for Denny Hamlin, it was getting a little bit free for him. They made a right rear wedge adjustment for Denny Hamlin. Brett McMillan.
I've had a chance to look at the replay of Elliott's pit stop, and indeed it was one of the tires just did a slow roll just a little bit forward, and it went across the line and into the pit stall of Todd Gilliland. So that is an uncontrolled tire.
So he has served the penalty.
So Chase Elliott's going to cycle a lap down. Right now he's in front of teammate William Byron, behind Tyler Reddick, but he is not about to be on the same lap as William Byron when Byron gets by him, Mark.
And no, and I think Larson is just up ahead of that group after his pit stop. So far, though, Bubba Wallace, Carson Hocevar, they've gone long, and they stay on the racetrack. We've got 42 laps to go in stage two. When we come back, we'll give you a leaderboard, unwind what has happened here after this set of green flag pit stops.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know.
NAPA know-how!
The Earnhardt family has always trusted Bass Pro Shops for all their outdoor needs, and I continue to be a proud customer. I grew up shopping here, and now I love bringing my family here to gear up for all our adventures together. And now, Bass Pro Shops club members enjoy special savings and earn points towards free gear, which is rewarding when buying what you need for your next adventure. Spending time outdoors with the ones you love, sharing memories, and making new ones, that's an Earnhardt family tradition that I'm proud to carry on.
Bubba Wallace has come down pit road, still waiting for Cole Custer, who is technically the leader of the South Point 400. Once he comes down pit road, which he'll do this time by, Kyle Larson will resume the lead. Tyler Reddick, William Byron will round out the top three. Head over to echopark.com/speedway and enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit echopark.com/speedway now to drive off a winner. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand.
Kyle Larson, the leader, with 36 laps to go in stage number two of the South Point 400. We talked how important it was for a playoff driver to win this race, move on to the championship Ford Phoenix. Don't forget about the other guys. They have something to fight for as well. Tyler Reddick currently running in second. Been 34 races since his last victory. He is hungry to grab a checkered flag.
Only a half second behind Kyle Larson. Let's give you a leaderboard update with 36 to go in Cheddar's stage number two. In fact, this Cheddar's leaderboard update brought to you by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen, your place for American classics like slow smoked, fall off the plate, baby back ribs, and bourbon glazed salmon. All at prices that won't break the bank. And don't forget the honey butter croissants. Cheddar's, get a lot for not a lot.
Just got hungry all of a sudden. Kyle Larson is your leader. Tyler Reddick second. Third, William Byron. Denny Hamlin fourth. Fifth is Chase Briscoe. Ty Gibbs continues his strong run. He's currently sixth. Seventh, Christopher Bell. Shane Van Gisbergen now is eased up to eighth. Ninth, Joey Logano. Chris Buescher is tenth.
Austin Dillon having a great run in 11th. 12th is Alex Bowman. Carson Hocevar 13th. 14th, Brad Keselowski. Kyle Busch is 15th. 16th, Daniel Suarez. Noah Gregson is 17th. Running in 18th right now, A.J. Allmendinger. John Hunter Nemechek, 19th. Zane Smith rounds out the top 20.
21st is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ross Chastain, 22nd. Austin Cindric is 23rd. Eric Jones, 24th. 25th is Riley Herbst. Josh Berry, 26th. 27th, Ty Dillon. Michael McDowell, 28th. 29th, Todd Gilliland. And now we're scoring Chase Elliott, the first car one lap down in 30th.
Chase Elliott might actually try and unlap himself, but there's a battle for the lead right up in front of him, Nick.
It is Tyler Reddick putting the pressure on Kyle Larson, who's having a really tough time trying to get through lap traffic. Reddick's closed it down to within a car length, Pat, headed to three.
Yeah, Reddick doing everything he can right now to hang on as the leader goes underneath Noah Gregson. Talking about Kyle Larson, he paints the white line down at the bottom. Reddick goes up high. As Chase Elliott is right underneath him now. I'm talking about Reddick.
Chase Elliott's trying to unlap himself. He tucks in behind Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick will follow the lap car of Ty Dillon into one as he tries to catch Larson.
Larson got around Dillon. Now Reddick will go to work. Dillon's car washes way up the racetrack. That allows not only Reddick to get by, but Chase Elliott, he'll try to make quick work of him as well down the back straightaway.
Yeah, Dillon goes down to the outside of the wall there. Elliott goes to the bottom of the racetrack to try to hold on to that smooth. Meanwhile, up front, it's Tyler Reddick rim riding up to the top, trying to get the momentum to catch the leader.
He has closed in on Kyle Larson as they cross the stripe. 31 to go in Cheddar stage number two. He has caught Larson now in one.
He caught him in a hurry, Mark Garrow. Got right to the back bumper, and now he's going to go even higher than Kyle Larson, who's already running just about a groove off the middle of the racetrack. They'll dice it up down the back straightaway.
Yeah, driver number five might have mirrored driving just a little bit down in that corner. This time, once again, Reddick goes right up next to the wall. He'll try to get the momentum off of the corner to catch the leader.
Chase Elliott in a conundrum. He wants to unlap himself, but to do so, he's going to have to get into the middle of a battle with teammate and race leader Kyle Larson and Tyler Reddick that goes back to one.
Kyle Larson cut his teeth running sprint cars. Tyler Reddick also on dirt, running dirt late models. So no surprise, Pat, that they've put it on the top shelf and are letting it rip here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, up front, once again, Larson's got the spot by half a car length. Reddick is right there trying to make something happen. Chase Elliott goes to the bottom of the racetrack. He's in between Larson and William Byron, still trying to unlap himself.
Larson hugging the white line. Now he moves up the racetrack. Reddick up on top. He gets blocked. They now ride in the tire tracks of each other into turn number one.
Larson gives about a groove and a half to the top side of the racetrack for Reddick to work with. Reddick, though, simply couldn't build up the momentum. They stay about a car length behind each other out of one.
All at one car length, as Nick just said, into turn three now. Here goes, once again, Reddick upstairs. He's committed to try to find the momentum he needs at the top side of the racetrack all four.
Tyler Reddick making that Toyota Camry work on the top side of the racetrack. He tries to dive down for momentum, but Larson got a great exit off of turn number four.
Kyle Larson just continues to run the perfect line that makes it very, very difficult to pass. Now the two of them go down the bottom of the racetrack. Larson by about three car lengths over Tyler Reddick.
Yeah, Larson works down the Nellis straightaway once again, trying to elude Reddick. Reddick going back up top side of the racetrack. Down at the bottom of the racetrack is the lap car of Chase Elliott. Behind Elliott is William Byron.
Byron now closing in on Elliott. Elliott closing in on Reddick. Remember, he's down a lap in that Napa Chevy, trying to scramble back to the lead lap. They're back in one.
And again, more lap traffic to deal with here momentarily. You've got Todd Gilliland ahead of our race leader, as well as Michael McDowell and the spring winner, Josh Berry. Kyle Larson starting to catch them, Pat, down the backstretch.
Reddick might have used his stuff up a little bit here once again, as he doesn't have the momentum that he had before as he tries to catch the leader again right in the middle of turn number three and four.
Chase Elliott back on the move. He is the first car one lap down, but what worries him now is what's in front of teammate and race leader Kyle Larson. More lap traffic as we head now to 26 to go in stage number two.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy.